Horsemen appeared on the rim of a hill in the direction of the Willett family's place. Andrew felt a quick chill.
Michael! You better come look!
Michael was there in an instant, peering in the direction Andrew's finger pointed.
Look like Indians?
No, looks like white folks to me. Best I can count, there's 8 of them.
With his fingers, Andrew stretched the skin around the edge of his right eye. A trick he had found gave him a moment of improved vision, though to hold it long had an adverse effect.
If I'm not mistaken, one of them is Eli Pleasant. Looks like the horse he was riding anyway.
Eli.
Marie had heard their quiet speculation and ventured out onto the dog run. But when the boy Mordecai tried to follow from the kitchen, she shooed him back through the door.
The Indians are already gone, you think?
Most of the riders stopped at the top of a rise. Only 2 came ahead. One was Eli Pleasant. The other... Andrew had not found Michael in a mood for listening much, so he had not told him about the Reverend Fairweather.
That's Eli on the left. You best gird yourself up for a little kick in the belly when you see who's with him.
Michael recognized the man.
I'll be goddamned. Fairweather? Or whatever his name is. How come somebody hasn't killed him by now?
Don't you be taking a notion to do it yourself. He's got folks convinced that he's the holiest man since John the Baptist. I'm kind of wondering myself. Maybe he's changed.
Only if you can change a wolf into a sheep.
Any other time, Eli Pleasant would have swung to the ground and pumped Michael's hand until his arm felt ready to come off at the shoulder. But he sat on his horse, his face grave.
You folks all right here?
We're doing just fine, Eli. Mighty glad to see you.
Michael walked out and extended his hand. He pointedly ignored Fairweather. Eli took Michael's hand, but there was no joy in his eyes at their reunion.
I'd be tickled to see you too, Michael, if things was different. But them folks back yonder, they ain't passed so well. There's been killing done.
Who's dead?
Lige Willett, that helped us raise the cabin for the Nathan family. Yeah, it was done before me and the Reverend got there to warn him. Willett was out plowing his field, and they come upon him unawares. His boy Daniel was out there riding a pony I traded them. The Indians taking him along.
And what of Mrs. Willett? What has happened to her?
Well, she's all right, except she's been left a widow. The rest of the family was close to the cabin. They seen what happened, but was too far to help. They got inside and bolted the doors. The Indians come up close, but they decided not to go against the walls. They rode off, taking all the Willett horses, and the boy crying for his mama.
Andrew remembered the eager boy he had carried behind him on his saddle just a few days earlier. And he remembered the jolly face, the jovial stories told by Lige Willett. He felt like crying a little himself. He pointed his chin toward the horseman who waited at a distance.
Who's that yonder?
Well, that's Willett's bigger boy, Zeb, and Man and his older son, and Nathan and some other folks. We followed the Indians' trail. They didn't miss your place by more than a mile or so. Probably crossed the river right down yonder, just beyond that rise where you couldn't see them.
Andrew hadn't seen them, but Michael's bay horse had. The Indians had been in too big a hurry to try to chase him down.
We ought not to be standing here wasting time. I'll fetch me some powder and shot, and I'll go with you.
Andrew saw Marie's face fall in dismay. He turned on Michael in a flush of anger.
No, you won't. I'll go. You stay here and take care of your family.
When are you going to quit trying to tell me what to do?
When you start doing what you ought to do without me having to tell you.
Michael glared, then strode toward his staked bay horse. Andrew started after him in long, angry steps. Michael took the reins. Andrew grabbed them up near the bit.
Marie needs you at home. So does that boy. You're not going.
Andrew, I ain't hit you since we was boys, but I'm fixing to now if you don't turn loose on my horse.
Gentlemen, this is not a time for quarreling. There is a young boy yonder in the wilderness crying out for rescue.
Michael grabbed Andrew's wrist and tried to twist it to free the rein. Andrew fought back, shoving his brother up against the bay horse. Marie stepped between them.
You will stop fighting, both of you. I'll not have it. I will not.
You can't stay here by yourself.
She won't. They're gathering up all the women folks and youngins from around here and taking them to the Willett place. He's got the best protection. There'll be a wagon along here pretty soon to fetch Marie and the boy.
That is best. Mrs. Willett will need friends with her. There we will be safe enough.
Well, the Indians appear to have already gone away from here anyhow. Probably trying to get back to where they come from as quick as they can.
Andrew backed away from Michael, but his blood still ran hot. He faced Marie.
His place is here with you. No telling when we might come back.
Marie touched Andrew's arm and turned to look into her husband's face.
Michael's place is where Michael feels he needs to be. He will do what must be done. You are both needed. So go, now. The boy and I will be all right.
Andrew felt a little chastened. He sensed that Marie did not really want Michael to go, but it was to be expected that she would back her husband. She would put on a brave face and make Michael feel that the idea had been her own. He would not leave this place carrying a burden of guilt. She looked off toward the river and pointed.
The cow comes up to be milked. Her we will tie behind the wagon and take her with us. There will be other children at the Willets besides Mordecai. They will need much milk. But the chickens will have to take care of themselves.
Marie walked into the cabin with Michael, her arm around him. When Michael came out in a minute with his powder horn, a leather pouch, a sack of food, and one rolled blanket, she did not come with him. Michael did not look at Andrew, but moved to Eli.
She's busy gathering up stuff to be ready when the wagon comes. She'll give you a proper greeting the next time.
God be with all who live in this house.